Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
And I did. I learned something new every day. Hey, let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass hotline and talk to our buddy John Daly, who was obviously very close with Toby Keith, and appreciate you jumping on with us, JD. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Johnny.
Listen, I know we had a chance. Roger and I were talking about we went up to several of your tournaments when we were doing our show up there, and Toby Keith would be up there. He never would jump on the show. He didn't want any part of us staying away from us. But I know you guys were buddies together. We just want to get your comments and thoughts on his passing.
I just talked to him literally 3 or 4 days ago, and you know, he just had another surgery, and I thought he was doing great. And you know, we always talk about. Text or talk at least once or twice a week. I mean, he was him, Johnny Lee, Kid Rock, and Joe Pesci, the celebrity status in my life, are my four dearest friends, and it's just sad. I mean, were you that year when about 2 in the morning, he's parked his bus out there? Remember the chicken spaghetti Debbie always made?
Yes.
Well, he was putting his face up against that window. It was like he's begging like a little puppy dog wanting to come in and get some of it. And I think Trish was with him that year. He came in and ate about half of that chicken spaghetti. He said, "Is it okay if I take some out to Trish?"
Well, either one of the things, I don't know if it was Justin, I think it was Justin or Rick Schaefer brought up the fact that he did a lot of charity work and helped out, including your event and others around the country to help other people.
Oh, he's amazing. I mean, I went to his a few times. He's come to mine a few times. But just, you know, when he got on stage, you think, you know, when he first came to Darnell to do it, our Boys and Girls Club, you know, I think he's going to do 2 or 3 songs. Well, hell, he stood on there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Because I ain't letting Jamie Johnson show me up. I ain't letting these boys show me up.
Wow.
But he was just an awesome man.
JD, I mentioned the fact that I really looked up to him. I didn't get to know him as well as you, obviously, but I looked up to him for the fact that, you know, he kind of did it his own way in his career, which is something I also look up to you for. You know, he lived in Oklahoma, not Nashville, like yourself, in Arkansas. And I always really respected that, and didn't, again, know him as well as you, but have a lot of mutual friends, including yourself, and business acquaintances and all that, but always really respected that about him, and I think that's part of his legacy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it was just 2 weeks ago he got voted most played music on all the country network, all the country radio stations, if I'm not mistaken. I mean,
wow.
I mean, that wasn't just a legend. He was just a down-to-earth man, you know, and he loved his home just outside of Norman there, and I went there last year to see him, and, you know, when I hugged him, it was like hugging a skeleton. I mean, he was so skinny, but, you know, I can't repeat what he said about cancer, but we both kind of agree on it.
Yeah.
But nah, man, if anybody knew Toby, nobody could ever say a bad word about Toby Keith. I mean, he talked to anybody, you know, nobody was underneath him, and he was just one of those guys that you just couldn't help but love him, not just for his music, but just for his friendship.
Yeah, he also spent time, you know, with the horses over at Oaklawn. He was obviously a regular over there at times.
He knows a story about how he got on the airplane.
Anyway, we would see him over at Oaklawn occasionally too, so there was an Arkansas connection there. And one of the things that Roger and I were talking about earlier today, John, for guys our age, you're a couple years younger than us, but me and Raj, but man, 62, whew, you know, and I think that was a shock of today, is that I think all of us thought, man, because he was showing up on TV, and even though he still didn't look great.
September.
Yeah, I thought maybe he was doing some concerts that maybe he had beat this thing, but that's the reminder about cancer, as you mentioned. It's a bad foe, and it doesn't lose a lot very often, and that was the shock. I don't think anybody expected to get up this morning and see the news.
No, because just second week in December, he was in Vegas, did those 2 shows, and then literally 3 or 4 days ago, I was, you know, talking to him. He goes, "Yeah, I had another surgery, man. I'm doing good. I'm gonna beat this." And then boom, all of a sudden, you know,
wow.
Last night, I get the message, and I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" he had too much more to live, and people, he had too many more songs to write for people to hear their lives and to help them get through a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're visiting with John Daly. Yeah. I love, like Justin said, the story of doing it his own way. Justin's done that. He's gone back to Poin and lives in Poin and still got 12 number one hits. And, you know, you do it your way. And I think that's what separates folks. Of course, his music was so good, too. We were talking about the story how he got started. He was done with Nashville, got in a plane and had a little cassette with a bunch of his songs on there. He gave them, I think, to a stewardess or something, said, here, I'm done. And she gives it to a top line producer, which, as Justin said, that never happens anymore, and it ends up having like 6 number one hits on it. But most of his music just seemed to connect. It was just, especially those first few years, that it was big. He connected with people.
Well, that's what those guys do. Justin, same thing, man. You connect to people with all the great music you got out there. And, you know, like I've told you, I do it for a hobby, but I've heard people say I've connected with them too. So
yeah,
it's. Song is you sing it from the heart, man. It's going to connect to somebody, and I know Justin always does that. Toby always did it, man. You sing from the heart, doesn't matter how you sound, as long as you're singing.
Yeah,
you care about what you're singing about, and that's what Toby did.
Yeah, to that point, I don't know. For me, my favorite artist, I believe every word they say and sing, and you never didn't. Or I didn't believe anything and everything Toby either said or sang about personally.
Yeah, I mean, just when he was talking to Clint Eastwood about The Mule, and Clint told him, hey, man, I need a song for this movie.
Right.
And
Don't
and
let the old man Toby in. Says,
yeah, Toby said, well, I got it written already, man. I just got to finish it, and boom, you know. Don't let the old man in.
The other thing,
you can't go to heart on that thing. Something's wrong.
The other thing I think of, it just popped into my head. You know what's amazing? Is that we lose Toby at 62, and who else did Toby team up with and do a song a few years ago that's now 90 years old and still touring? Willie Nelson. You just think about how weird life works that way. I'm sure Willie Nelson thought he would never, at age 90, that we'd lose Toby before.
He thought he'd live to be 90.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Anyway, just, listen, man, I know you got everybody after you to talk to about this and talk to you about Toby, but I knew that you were obviously great buddies with him, and we just hate it for all his friends like you and his family, and what a legacy he's left for sure.
He's up in heaven gripping and riffing it right now.
That's right, brother. You're the man. Thanks, John. Appreciate
Thanks,
you. Love you, man.
I love you. Justin, let's write one, brother.
Let's do it, buddy. Let's connect soon.
You got it. I love you guys.
I love you too, JD. Thanks, buddy.